Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Scrap Mola. And the secret of Panapon, boy. Clarify what happened between me and Junior Brown and Ash Metro. What happened is, I went to Ash Metro, right? And Chidombo prison, and my works, as Mola Nation, Antigua. So what happened is, the journalist started to ask me questions about the EP. On a three say, chi, on. I go to a down, no, EP on a, in a new sound, new music, on a, in what is different from the music, this is because in a new sound, right? Only, and the number of your and I mention as to anyone. So, in any, that's when I be Parabuda Runzi, and I got to tell Junior Brown's music is out. Oh, what the fuck? On. Chin Pajat Tango to circulate. So, in I just want to say, Guti. And did not beef na Junior Brown, and did not beef na anyone, and did not beef na H Metro, but Waganyora Zunzogunyepa. Me, I thought Kuti, Vacha Buddhita Zunze, EP Red, Vachaka Buddhita Zunzundro, and I to say, Rende Fambis, but anyway, it's right. So, that's going to be so, my fans, I'm sorry for what happened, guys. I'm so sorry for what happened. Thanks, sharp. Mola Nation, babe.
Capital 263.
You know what it is. Shout out to Keep It Real Fridays. So this is what's going down tomorrow. Zero Hip Hop Awards nominee 2017 will be dropped on the Fix Special Edition 8-9. So please make sure you do tune in. You know what I mean? A lot of people are going to be disappointed. A lot of people are going to be happy. You know, it was beyond our control. The submissions were amazing, man. We had so many numbers, like, it was unbelievable. And I think by far this is one of the most difficult years, you know, for the judges panel. And you know, I actually feel sorry for these guys. It's difficult. It's very hard. And you know, had Cash been hollered at me early on, like the nominees were going to be announced on Keep It Real Fridays, but I don't know, he was busy doing something, whatever it was he was doing, and I don't know, man. But yeah, tomorrow on the Fix, do tune in. It's going to be crazy. I think, you know, at Zim Hip Hop Awards, like, the team did the best, the panel, everybody did the best to, like, assist everybody in the best way possible. Besides the nominees, there's a whole lot of surprises. People don't know who's going to host the awards. That's another surprise on its own. So stay locked in, man. Maybe we could drop that on Keep It Real Fridays. That's if they all, if they have the time. But anyway, man, like, yeah, tomorrow, let's do this. It's for the culture, it's for the push, you know what I mean? Keep It Real Fridays, one.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yo, that was Beefy Harrelson, the Harrison, founder of the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
Yep.
Yep, and we're starting in a... starting out the show differently. This is Celatine, your social architect.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
What's up, Brian?
Say hello to Bob.
I'm awesome. You heard Beefy Guns, you should holler.
Sha, you know, that actually pained me, man. Because the nominees are being announced on ZFM. He was saying tomorrow, but it's today. Yeah. I think he didn't understand the how we record, but I didn't explain to him.
All right.
It's today. And he says to me, Goody, had you hollered at me first, I would have announced nominees on Keep It Real Fridays first.
One of the greatest lessons I've learned in 2017 is ask and you shall receive. Because sometimes, you know, will I get it?
Such kita kure.
Well, I won't. But it's been working very well for me the past 3 months, to be honest.
Yeah.
So even this one chick I asked out for a date, and I was like, whoa, okay. All right, I won't say her name because she's fake,
not exist.
She's a very powerful woman.
Is this chick? Ah, and do you want to last weekend? And you could put it there for them.
Hey, let's just keep her out of this, out of all this.
Okay, you didn't confirm or deny. Anyway, on the news, in the news this week, we've had reports of, okay, these were not really reports. This was actually like an article that came out of Scrip Mula in H Metro. He had an interview with a certain journalist from H Metro. His name was...
Is that the one with the title, Junior Brown Makes Old Music?
Well, the Junior Brown's music is old, according to Scrip Mula. Mm. The journalist was Edwin Nukarume.
Will you give him a plug for that?
He wrote the article.
Even the way he spelled out Junior.
What is it?
But anyway,
okay. You used to Junior Brown as JNR.
Yeah.
What does JNR stand for?
Just get me feeling this guy's probably not a. So what if someone writes brain?
Brain Willis. Is a wrong spelling. JNR is a shortcut.
That's the wrong spelling for
it's
his name.
It's not
for his name.
It's not. It's a shortcut.
If Junior Brown is to submit a trademark, he'll put JNR.
What does MR mean?
What does
MR mean in front of a person's
dude,
name?
That's his name.
What does MR mean?
Hold on. Let's not backtrack. Let's go. Aren't we talking about the whole Junior Brown?
Yes.
When you're going to submit a trademark, you put as is the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like so. If Lil Wayne was gonna trademark his name, he's not gonna go right.
Little Wayne.
So okay. That's the same.
Okay, I'll take this L. Yeah. I'll take this L. Very well explained.
Thank you.
But anyway, this journalist. Why are you discrediting him?
Just off of that. But anyway, go on.
But anyway, so Scrip Mula was in this article, and he was basically saying Junior Brown's music is old. It hasn't evolved in from the past to now. He's still spitting the same shit. That's what this kid was saying.
But has it evolved?
I would like to say he has been prudent with his approach. He knows what his fans like him for, and he has been careful to stay within those boundaries.
I think
that's how I feel.
I think the thing that like has evolved for him is probably the content, but delivery wise, I think that's pretty much still.
For me, I think Junior Brown
still
for Junior Brown
with the flow.
For me, I think for Junior Brown to be Junior Brown, it's his delivery more that makes his than his lyricism that makes him Junior Brown. His raspy voice. That's probably why there was an altercation with Marcus. I think that's what makes Junior Brown Junior Brown. Because we don't want Junior Brown evolving into another singing nigga now. But I imagine Junior Brown singing.
Never know. Anyway, so So what's the big hype about this?
Well, now the issue now is after the story was in H Metro, Scrip Mula was seen denying that he ever said this to the reporter. He's now backtracking, saying I never said that about Junior Brown.
And you still think this reporter is credible? Whatever his name was.
Why would
why
would Edwin Nukarume lie? Is my question.
Why would Scrip Mula lie?
Because how often do these like upcoming rappers? I am gonna say upcoming. I'm not gonna say he's made it. Upcoming rappers. So how often do upcoming rappers like shit on like established rappers just to get traction?
Can I ask something?
How often?
A lot.
Exactly.
Was this
so,
interview?
No, listen.
Yeah.
I haven't finished my point. Who has more to gain? Scrip Mula talking shit about Junior Brown or the reporter fabricating a story made up by an upcoming artist? Who has more to gain?
You know what? What's usually
who has
said?
More to gain?
Reporters are known
who
to spin
has
stuff.
More to gain in this equation?
Both. Reporters.
Who has
both.
More to gain?
Both.
More. More. Both. You can't have both. More. More.
But
who
you
has
know what?
More?
I have a journalistic
Scrip
background.
Mula, yeah. So understand the question. Scrip Mula has way more to gain with
answered this. Answered already. You just
you
want me to
both.
Give. Yes,
you
that's
said,
my answer.
I'm saying more. I didn't say who's going to gain out of this. I said who's going to gain more.
It's all subjective.
I say it's Scrip Mula. That's why I'm answering you since
okay.
You're running away from the question.
And I was explaining why I said both, and then you just kept cutting me off.
Why are you
off.
Saying both? How
As
do
said,
both have more to gain?
You're talking about Scrip Mula and the journal, right?
Yeah. How
yeah.
do they both have more to gain? More being the key word.
Yeah.
Tell
more
me.
More is
hey,
in...
Nah, explain.
How do you explain when you keep cutting me off, guy?
In Rawin's way. Ah, please, go on, go on.
If I say a single word, you say go on, go on. Can I now explain? Do I now have the floor to explain? Thank you for your silence. Or maybe I should just unhook your mic here. All I'm saying is, journals are known. They're known to spin shit. He probably said that line about all music just in passing, but we are known to develop. I even do it myself here. Maybe a little small thing. I can even blow it into the whole topic and we can have a 5-minute conversation about it. And that's pretty much what happened here. And probably Script Muller probably didn't think that it would be blown to that kind of proportion. But he probably said it just passively, not really trying to shit on Junior Brown. That's what I think.
He actually quoted him saying, "Our group is making an impact than few kings in the music industry." Mm. As our new album titled This Is It has been rated number one on the Zimbabwe magazine online.
Mm.
Our type of hip hop is modern and it has a trap feel and is catchy at the same time. This modern type of hip hop is the one that has made us better than those groups like Few Kings that do not want to move with time. Junior Brown should adapt to the modern world and modify his sound and style so that he can make it again like what he did in his glorious days when he had hits like Madrinks and Happy in 2013, said Script Muller.
Is this guy bragging about having a trap feel, this American style as being modern? Is that what he's bragging about? That's very rich coming from him in terms of if he's trying to shoot down someone for not being so much original and stuff.
I don't think his issue was Junior Brown not being original. His issue was Junior Brown not evolving.
Okay. So he's evolving by doing trap? American trap? Or rapping over trap beats?
I'm confused here. Whose side are you on?
I'm not on anybody's side. But I'm just saying this guy, okay, he thinks he's evolving because him and his group are making hot songs on American.
This is why I was saying he's talking shit about Junior Brown just to gain traction on his brand. This is what I feel. Because in all honesty, I think Junior Brown has found the sound that captures his target audience. And it's working well for Junior Brown, all the endorsements and all the jazz.
He's got his pocket.
So in all honesty, I really don't think the story was fabricated. It was just a small kid coming up who probably had an interview while high and said all this shit. And then when he saw it in the newspaper, he was like, oh, fuck. Nasina Junior Brown. This is what I think.
Yeah, man, I'm off this, man. Script Muller, keep doing your thing with the trap beats.
Script Muller, what you need to do is holler at us and tell us what really transpired. But this whole backtracking issue.
Shout out to the King, man. They just got off tour. They were in SA.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm. Junior Brown was on tour with his so-called unevolving sound.
Okay, now can we move on, Brian? I know you're very emotional and passionate about this. There
was another aspect to the story that was mentioned about us promoting a culture whereby people are not allowed to air their opinions. And I'd like to say, Kuti, this issue with me, my issue was not Script Muller's opinion. Had Script Muller stuck with his opinion, I would have respected it. I wouldn't have necessarily agreed with it. But I wouldn't have shot him down. What I'm shooting him down for is the backtracking. If you're going to say something, stick with it. Don't be backtracking and trying to make it seem like some other guy who's working at H Metro doesn't know what he's doing. He's busy, bored, and fabricating shit.
Probably misquoted.
Yeah?
I would backtrack. If someone just misquoted me, I'll just backtrack altogether. That's not what I said. Those were not the intentions of my words. That's probably the steez.
But anyway, Script Muller.
But yeah.
We've spent too much time on this topic, but I really thought I needed to really like dive into it. But anyway, let's proceed.
Let me give you a Kleenex as I jump onto the next topic. Bulawayo, the City of Kings, are doing an 11 album launch. I've never seen something like this in Zim hip hop history. I think this is the first, right? I stand to be corrected.
This is happening when?
This coming Saturday, tomorrow.
It's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, on the 11th of November.
And they're dropping 11 albums.
They're catching up
You know
big
what?
Time with
I really respect Bulawayo with their hip hop culture. They're really serious with that shit, man. All the artists that side. We got people like Calvin. We got people like GTI. We got people like ASAP. We got people like POY. We got people like Mr. Kata. These people are really pushing the culture that side.
Hey, man, we need to go to Bulawayo.
We need to. Awards?
Even without the awards, man. The awards is a whole other thing. Even just to go touch base with the peoples and have a little some
true
meet up, you know. No,
they're really pushing cool. the culture, and you be can cool. tell there's a lot of passion behind it. However, I'm not sure with this technique. I don't know how it's going to work. Releasing 11 albums.
It'll work. Let's see how it goes.
You know what? I really hope they'll surprise me, but I don't see how it will work because. We're talking about a year that's already got over 28 projects that are out. And we're adding 11 more.
Mm.
I don't know. I would really need to like reach out to those guys and just hear what exactly is their tactic behind this. So that I just get an in-depth thing. Just that right now, I'm just not sure how they're going to go about it.
Yeah.
Because ASAP is also going to be dropping his album. Unfortunately, it's not going to be called King's Villa 3. It's going to be called 25.
Is that his age?
That's his age, I think. He turned 25. Yeah. Or turning. Turned. Or turning. Should be 25. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, can we move on to the next topic, sir?
Yes, sir. We can.
All right.
Since Bulawayo was boring you so much.
No, that's not the reason. But so, we're running out of time and tape.
I wonder why we're running out of time. Whose fault is that? Anyway.
Definitely
not
mine.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I just want to give a big shout out to Begotten Son and this whole Expectus challenge.
Expectus!
So we'll definitely be putting on a couple of snippets with some of these dope freestyles. And we also have freestyles from Cap City, I hear. Mac Porter,
yeah.
Yeah, and some podcaster guy, but.
He's not a podcaster.
Identity.
He's not a podcaster.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
I know he's not a podcaster.
No, you don't know.
Say his name.
I don't want to be.
Yeah, so like, what are you talking about?
Free plugin. But anyway, guys, make sure you just go out there and register to vote and be BVR ready if you're not already.
It's really politically charged.
Yeah. Not that we're trying to sway you towards a certain party, but, you know, just...
Nigga, people should just register to vote, votes. Man. Who they vote for is their choice. They should just register to vote. Vote.
Yeah. My vote is my secret. Yeah. I'll just end it to be PC, as I've been advised.
We need to put Expectus here.
Now. Okay. And we need... Okay, here.
But up. Yes.
Hold on. Whoa, that was a big one, son. I think he set it off with the challenge, and there's going to be plenty more to come.
So we're here.
So anyway, I think he can send, if you're on rapper, I don't know if any rapper is allowed to jump on this or it's by invitation. I don't know. Somebody might have
to
claim
that. I think it's by invitation.
Out. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Just talk to Biggie on his Facebook and he'll hook you up the instrumental.
Because I know Bright360 might want to jump on this as well, man.
He's welcome.
All right.
If he speaks to Begotten Son.
Even Shingy Timbo Boss, he might want
if they speak to Biggie.
The whole year Duar, yeah, you know, it'll be cool.
They're all allowed, man.
Or
El Deepa even. They're all allowed to just, you know.
Yeah.
They're all allowed. If they want to ride it, they can ride it.
Alright. And just an update, guys, about the Curfit one. You know, we're having we've got a couple of suggestions. Some people say do a Bri, some people are saying do a little club shindig. So I don't know, we're gonna put it to the polls and then but otherwise we've got some things cooking and we wanna make this special first birthday something to remember. So guys, keep on giving us suggestions, and if you guys want to be involved as partners or sponsors, just hit us up, man. We're cool guys. We're not too hard to find on Twitter. You know what? You can find me at Celatine or Brian Willis ZW or at Keep It Real FRI. Yeah, on just Twitter. Make sure you hit us up on that. Yeah, is there anything else on the agenda today?
On the news? Yes, I got some news.
All right.
So Vusa Blacks was on Facebook.
Mm.
And he was like, I got to work with my favorite artist, Simba Tags. It's like, what an amazing experience for a guy. Video next week.
He's a great guy.
Tags is a great guy. Vusa Blacks is also a great guy. Both talented people.
Mm.
Now, we all know Vusa Blacks' reputation has been marred recently by, you know, failing to deliver on time. Videos like Takuda's video, Amara Brown. Okay, with Amara Brown, however, Amara Brown was on radio and she was promoting her album that's coming out soon. And she was asked, it's coming out tomorrow on Saturday, the 11th, and she was asked what delayed the video, because the video got delayed, and Amara said that I can't really say without throwing people under the bus, certain people under the bus. So based on the
she
fact
said
that
people, not a person.
Look, all I know is Amara Brown is media trained.
I see what you're insinuating. Here.
It's not. It's pretty obvious.
And you actually like gave Vusa Blacks a nice little compliment just to.
No, it's obvious that that's what she's talking about. Vusa Blacks is the one behind the video. Probably he delayed it, based on his reputation. It's not just Takura's video that he's delayed. There are quite a few of them. And anyway,
this guy Brian Willis is not your friend.
Okay, all right, fine. Anyway, if I'm not his friend, explain his
I can't speak for his next statement. I can't speak.
Yeah. So listen to what he says next.
Shoot.
He's like, by the way, I now deliver in 4 days or I refund. So explain to me why you would say that.
It's just a marketing payline because people want their stuff to come out fast. That's all it is. Don't read too much into it, Brian.
It's based off of his reputation.
No, it's just based off just saying.
Have you been following the news?
I have.
About him and not but dropping on time.
How do you know that's
have
his,
you,
that's his
obviously what it's not, about.
Nah, you're reading too much
it's
into it.
It's obviously what it's about.
You're reading too much into it, bro.
Anyway, maybe I am.
You've
who
got
knows?
Too much
we'll,
time.
We'll let the people decide.
You've got too much time
we'll
on
let
your
the people
hands
decide.
These
but
days,
Vusa Blacks, shout out to you, man. I really hope you managed to do this whole 4 day thing.
Back to the compliments. Okay.
No, because I know good video editing takes a lot of time and patience. So 4 days, yeah, that's pressure, my guy. But I think you can do it. I think you can pull it off. I think you can do it. Anything else
there's
on the news?
There's no need for shade.
There's no shade, dude. This is a statement that he said.
People will decide for themselves.
Yeah, people will. People that actually follow things that happen as they happen. Mr. Celatine, yeah, Mr. Self-Shooter, what?
Self-Shooter, shoot your shot.
Yeah,
get
Mr.
it right.
Self-Shooter, shoot your shot.
Get it right.
Fuck, and my phone is going to switch off in 30 seconds.
Good, good.
I'm out of the news.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, we need to get into the interview. We have a special guest popping up in a bit.
All the way from Norton, Katanga boys.
Yeah, we'll just let you guys guess. It's an open secret because you've probably seen the artwork or something. Alright, we'll be back after the break with the main interview.
As usual, before we knock off, I need to point out
before we get into the news.
Before we knock off the news,
this guy.
Anyway, I just need to point out again, emails. Be sure to send your tracks to keepitrealfry@gmail.com. And like I keep on emphasizing, please make sure your tracks have proper ID3 tags. I need to hear the artist who featured, the producer and the relevant artwork, and if you can, the instrumental as well, if you need it played on Keep It Real Fridays. I will not be playing AUD 2017 10 13 tracks. Nah.
You might also want to know who was the janitor cleaning up at the studio that day as well, just
because
make sure you get
the sound
ID.
Of the sweeping broom may add to the hi-hats on the beat.
And you might also want to know like the Twitter or Instagram handles of the models who are there being the inspiration behind some
to
of the songs.
To promote the culture, because any other person may want to use those models on their videos. Anything else?
You might also want to know who was also the camera guy. just in case maybe they don't deliver on time, since it's very particular about that as well. Because other people are going to want to shoot videos. We can do this all day, my guy.
Yes, we can.
We can do this all day. Let's do this.
We don't want to keep our guests waiting, man. P. Mula coming right up.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. It is Mr. Shoot Your Shot, a.k.a. Mr. Weekend Crossroads, a.k.a. Celatine, the social architect. Hey, man. This is yours, a start for everything. But yeah, get with the wave. Anyway, Brian Willis, and welcome to the main segment. And today we got
P. Mula, you see me, Katanga Boys,
Mari
Mula.
Welcome, P. Mula.
Rich bugger.
Zero to hero.
Yeah, just take a look at my streets right now.
We got P. Mula up in the building. Yes. P. Mula, what's up, King?
I'm alright, Brian Willis. What's going on, bruh? How is business? How is everything, bruh?
Business is also going on. Take a move. Went to a smaller office, but we keep on going. Yeah. We do not die down.
Why are you putting our business out like that, man?
Shangari. This is Keep It Real Fridays. First three words are
Keep It Real Friday.
Thank you. That's what we do.
Yo.
P. Mula.
Yes, bruh.
Katanga Boy. How's been the music hustle since Katanga Boys?
Hey. Struggle ya chuka boy zangu mnenge mnezi wabashinji wacho.
Ayo watu nezi
wanda. It wasn't easy from real. Shikara zasanga na Victor Enlisted. Shout out to Victor Enlisted.
Why isn't there a shout out for rehab?
I think you know the story.
No, I don't. Okay. Here's the thing. Ngo to watanga ninyo no pisa. We're going to ease in.
I think people like this.
See, those who don't tanga, they don't talk about Mula. And today my issue is the boys. So I can go out. So my concern is that my issue is that I don't talk about tissues.
You
wish I got to chai and rukubaya mzaya and stombo mira.
This guy.
You seem to be boiling. All right. So should we get this out of the way?
Hold on. But I just wanted like a brief background about Katanga Boys.
All right. Katanga Boys,
just for our listener in mind who just heard of you for the first time.
I think from the beginning, as you know, the charity begins at home, you see me?
Yes.
Yebo.
I come from Katanga. Katanga is a small town, a small ghetto, a small hood.
In no town.
You understand me? So, Katanga Boys, Singati, it's a music group. And it's a big brand. Muchawona zvakawanda parini.
Alright.
Rine chaita nezve fashion. Richaita nezve kuguruma kwema new artist. Okay. Richaita zve video production. Kuchatovhurwa studio. Yakangomirira Katanga Boys in Norton.
Just Katanga Boys.
Yes, I am. And tichitoda vamwe vanhu even from Blawayo. Hatisi kuda kuti hanzi Katanga Boys ndee Katanga chete.
Uh-huh.
It's Katanga Boys, but tiri kuti learn the whole nation. Hatisi ma tribalist, you see me.
Brian, if you recall, earlier this year we had like a young man from Norton, Danny.
And shout out to that boy.
Yes.
Danny.
He's my boy. Yeah, he's one of the Katanga Boys member. He's the new artist we've like signed this year. We're hoping to work with him next year with Victor Enlisted. And Danny gaja drop a EP, Danny N. Watch out for Danny N. Shout out to him. One more time for Danny N.
What's the EP gonna be called? Yeah, Danny.
I'm not sure yet. I think as soon as it,
but it's still that fresh.
Sure, yeah, it's still that fresh.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, the young man had some bars for real. Hey, I need to meet this Victor Enlisted guy.
This Victor.
I just keep on hearing good things.
Yeah. Good thing, P. Mula nasawe. This guy, you know, I gotta say, Papa, keep it real Friday.
What I do?
Ian and Mimi K. Wake busy. Anzi, Victor Enlisted. I always hear about Victor Enlisted. Who's Victor Enlisted?
I don't know.
I'm like,
Nandi Sipo that day. I was like, you don't know Victor Enlisted? Really?
These are lies.
Victor is fire, bro.
These are all malicious
allegations.
No, but then Andi Takawirana. Takawirana, good people can go back to the first court they had to pass.
It's there.
Once got from Magataura about Victor Enlisted.
And we're not pulling it down or polishing it up, but shout out to Victor, though.
Yeah, shout out to Victor.
Anyway, back to P. Mula. Yeah, he was about to get some things off his chest.
Yes.
He started with the heat that is, well, it's supposed to be buried, but judging from how he depicted it, it still seems to be having a burning issue with rehab.
Yeah.
Not exactly, but not sure.
What? Okay, Chimbotanga Watuza, what exactly happened between you and rehab? Specifically, I'm just going to be Zanda.
I think Zanda.
What was the agreement?
About 3 years. Agreement, I pay a certain amount and it's Inengeri law.
P. Mula, I need you to speak into the mic. So,
okay.
So the agreement was?
The agreement was, I wasn't paying my normal charges.
You're a regular. You're signed.
I was signed that year. That was the agreement at that time. They put in like half my payments. Then he only graphs each and every month. I found out one song.
Okay.
That was the agreement. But per se, Papa, I think my songs are good. My standards. Signed after some months. And
then video as well.
Was in the anger of football feature. Angas and Gadu Buddha songs, Angas no feature, not Jish. I mean, no shaita, but anyway, Shakapura. Tarasangana Victor Enlisted. Shout out to Victor Enlisted. Diaga Gazera Malevaya. Believe in Murarach or Rupisa, rich bag, and Lizzo Messiah. 0 to 0. Zara, Una Zatakuita. Shah, Nindore, Masha, boys, hey, Mawani. Aupam relate. Shout out to Victor. Darasangana Victor tikangoweka from Malevo, I think Mr. Mozia, tikatandinwa Peter remix. Taida correct my mistakes and got original. I get one as under. And my zone. Remix yaga fire. I'm not using where
it again.
Maga is what right. What's out yaga fire? Original I'm not using why now fire. Pose yaga taza mix, quiet as a battle.
Those are
Beatrice original ragas one of McLean. Shout out to McLean foot as well.
Shout out to McLean.
McLean is an 808 god. Those and don't mutter or and she mutter in Quandiri. Sakleen, Akanyanya, Pama 808. Shout out to him. Dino Peter was a successful joint. And shout out to my features is undergator like one at Tigons, one at Trick J, one at T1, one at Vanagan, but Zerapa Pusha Grand. Though one got on Twitter like on a Zanda, got on Twitter, one day to Timber, Munukvanda Vanemara in like he's my own boy. From not on, everybody knows that. But angashika patemi kuti angasinga chadi kundipusha akupusha vamwe vanhu anzi Marcus asi ndizve Marcus ameno but still bo tichikupedzera muzaya anzi ndakachikavira mberi ndakuva vava seperi peri yangova mula pajeti ndichage paneti ndini uya wamaimbota haketekete njani chete kwete ndinoketa kana tete vat kete pakete as long as the bag chete kumashure usadzoke kwete saka it's backward
never
forward ever. Progress is must.
But okay, it's sad good you and Zanda Maka, you separated on very bad terms, but surely there's something you can credit Zanda for. Something.
But at least he promised to pay me back, but yeah, I was going to show up. But the Antomboya came Marine, I told Tongan that Kangana Bandito is the Vodan Kurichang. I told Bonifis, I told Vonsafin and Amela Zang on the Sipoko Mula in the Kupi, who gets Sukuirana, but here is what I saw. So we ran a boz, Ian Ishiake Akaita, and answer you put out Mulan that Zoka, Ishianga TC, Abdongo Tongazi, personage of getting a mass at Daro.
But
Tanga Tetar, you say, the tripper keep it rule like this.
Yeah, but okay, fine. But we also like stories with Zipere. I'm gonna be mean as a I mean, both of you are recognized people in the industry. I'm waiting for you to reach out to him.
How much is it?
Tutongo, that Tongo boy, at least. Talk to our. Because like nguva yacho kana pa Facebook tatakato block kana ngato block pa Facebook tatombodana communication anga singatoweka na even ku graft kwangu kana ku shop kwangu kana chingadi asvika ku marine but pese paimbo ya before I to make a shot asvika ne pa shop but like even now akutozvita kuradza kuti type to linga yedu but still nongoza kuti kana pane zvakamboitika unoziya panonetsa
imari ya mu itana kublogana kudai
yange rinyeke kuti uri kundi maxa but ndaitaura chokwadi wa saka ndanda kunzi uri nda kubloga kuti vanhu vanga vasaona zviri kutaura bozi kutaura chi zviri kundi maxa like ndaitoburitsa zvinhu zvazvine ma screenshot mukati chichichi waiziya paipai pakaipa saka iya
are you on fire I remember those days
remember you see so yanga ndona nge kubloga was the only option but inini handingararamirwe kubloga kandara kubloga pa Facebook ndakabloga vanhu vangani inini ndozo chikoblogwa nemunhu wani
I'm just going to repeat the question my co-host here asked.
George.
Like Neo in the Matrix. Anzi imbori mari iko
mari. Mari acho yakanetsana pa that time. Ini ndanda badhara zvinhu zvechiko. Like the EP and the album randakaita it wasn't an EP, it was an album. Randakaita na iri ari Katanga Boy. The first album randakaita na Muzimi Hip Hop.
Yeah.
That was 2014, yeah.
Yeah, they're about.
My standards not the only genre I popa. But mamune song ya inzi una zvatakuita. The refix we did it this year. From that year takaita refix actually this year na Victor Enlisted. And you shall see kuti some of the joints I to tsikirwa but manga ari ma dope joints like the refix also nagi the radio ma streets but ndo same joints randakangoimba ndiri kuriep like ncharamba ndichizvita kusvika ma album mangu esa to pair out from that Katanga Boy charamba chikopika one song chigadzirisa and we shall see kuti paita utazwa graft but masina anga ari bo that singavenge
mo I was listening to your project just
singatombo must kuizva sina na quality ya menu zvimwe zvaitwa zvekumhanya waiona but zvimwe zvaitwa kana 4 days 5 days zvimwe zvavanga vanhu vataitoona vaitongonzi ava vakaipa ndove tinopusha vaitirwa kana 3 weeks vachimasterwa kana song
Selatine I think it's safe to say kuti the kuti so, Maria asked out that
okay I'll that cost more because uri kuona kuti chii mari ticho ndituta kuti mari album yese yakabhadharwa but album harina kutomboitwa even half of the job yemari yakabhadharwa so ndotoona kunge yakawanda it's worth more than even $500
damn
all right time with delay time my bus fees nigga and I famba like crazy kuti how fast it's right up here everyone knows that issue kuna zanda
so he owes you $500
more than that it will be more than that you can get that through calculator but I don't calculate that it's rubbish it's over
but to be fair to someone who cannot defend himself who's not here there's always three sides to every story
yes
Pimula, Zanda, and the truth
in between. And we're going to a water break and we'll be back right now.
Yes, and then we're going to talk about Believe in Mula this time.
Believe in Mula, believe in Mula. You should. And you're going to believe in Mula.
Do
you
want to?
This is Enlisted International. Why is it the Tagasara? Who knows the Taguita? Tirira patara hona satakuita hona satakuita Havangambore kakulenga hona satakuita hona satakuita Madura tichitura hona satakuita hona satakuita Vai titi takasara hona satakuita hona satakuita Tirira patara hona satakuita
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back feeling refreshed and re-energized with this water we got from our plug today who was very kind to us.
And today, pa water break.
Got some water.
Which is very rare.
Yeah, from a very anonymous sponsor. Yeah, back to the man of the hour, Pimula. I take it you
man of the 20 minutes at an hour. I would have took his
20 minutes. I take it you are somewhat running things in Norton. You are the one of the most, or maybe the most known
hip hop boy.
Act. Yeah. So what are you doing to kind of just build up and just let other MCs in Norton on the come up? Are there any artists out there, Kuna? You just wanna come and play in Harare?
Variko bondosa na mutorinyedze Katanga Boys Music Group KBMG there's artists like Femo, Alumni Gang. Shout out to Femo. I think one day you shall see Femo. And the video I get on YouTube, Brunanzi, right there.
Okay.
You can search him on YouTube. Femo, Alumni Gang, right there. The video is top. The video was done by Zoro. Mm. I think he does some works with the Blacks or something like that.
Mm. Blacks. Yeah.
So it's a dope thing. And shout out to another MC I'm working with. His name is Tizo, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's also working with Victor Enlisted. And EP Rake Rook Dropper early this year, this coming year.
These are all people we go Katanga boys,
yeah. Then
Danny N.
Is mm-hmm. another artist from Norton. And PJ, we have a lot of MCs. PJ, mm-hmm. we have D-Mix, some other guys who do rap music, also like Styra Music, Zikara, Pinox. Shout out to that guy. Pinox is top. He's top. You should know.
Is he the one shouting from the background?
No, he's not the one. He's not the one. He's not even here. He's Misty Chings, his son.
Chings.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Respect. Respect him.
Mjamuzi wa futa rushana futa na Victor. Tine wana wakato wande. Tine wangu futa watu even my videos. Tine wangu ma small studios futa in Noto. You see me? So, but there's a lot of new artists in Norton. There's a lot of hip hop artists in Norton.
Do you know what I like about this movement? What I like about your movement, yeah, Katanga Boys, is Norton is not really considered as a big source of Zim hip hop.
Yes.
And there are a lot of other cities that are also considered to not be a huge source of Zim hip hop, like. Nana Kwekwe, Gweru, Chekutu, you know, all those small towns. And there are a lot of complaints because all these small towns are like overlooked. But Imimi, you guys, you decided to take it upon yourselves. You know what? Screw this shit. We are not going to be taking that victim mentality. We're going to be doing our own shit. I also have a suggestion for Katanga Boys. You can actually make this a movement for those small towns. You know, to like help promote them to not have that victim mentality.
Yes,
because in all honesty, as much as we'd like to reach out to them, if we don't know of their existence, they don't reach out to us, there's no need for us to promote them. Because we want to promote Zim.
Yes,
we don't want to promote just Harare and Skies or Mtare. You know, we want to promote everyone. So shout out to you and Katanga Boys for this movement. I hope to see it blossom and, you know, put a lot of other people on the map that are, you know, overlooked.
Yeah.
Thanks, that's what it's about at the end of the day.
I think in Indos and Doto Shuira, Guti, Madir, Angu, Ace, and Nita in life, I think this now try to inspire one most. And they could teach one most. Guti, no, you can do it no matter what. Why is it?
True.
No matter what you know, Kupi, Okazawanani, Zakambodi, Kumashuru, I know.
Amen.
Unungo ita madiri, everyone if that chance. Msachire kunze boys.
True.
Pusha madiri. Trotongo pusha mzaya. Mumwezu chiva baya. Vamo wachida otikange waya.
This guy, lyrics are like right there at the top of the dome. Now we move into Believe in Mula.
Yeah.
This is your album. Sophomore. This is the second one.
The second album.
Believe in Mula.
The first one was Katanga Boys. Like I was introducing myself to Zimbabwe, like P. Mula is from Katanga.
Mm-hmm.
So by this time, I think everyone knows that P. Mula is from Katanga. He's really proud of Katanga foot.
P. Mula Norton.
Katanga.
The name P. Mula.
Paspidi, Pipe, and drinks of fishy, chichi, pese. Even kwekwe kumapoya mani, kwese, ndo kuda kushkoro, kwese.
Iwa.
Ndoda jese. Yes, sir.
So what made you give it the title Believe in Mula? Mula.
It's now time you could see and in the Gandons Katanga Boy, Pimula and Anvo Katanga Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So kuneva katangawane ni wangwane rimudiri.
Mm-hmm.
Wanga wato believe Abdara, but I know kutkutironi wango ma had kuwa sativa believer. Drukwa uza kuti ya time you could believe at chatombo mire time in it up to yenda from nauga musasata slotumbo mira. Takutongo ramba tichenda zokuti even muka size right now muchanyara kumberi siti zingacha size ike imi muri muruma kuto size ike tato baya because that is kumbo mira, you see, so you should believe now or you shall believe wakunyara kumberi mberi tichize yoti wairambo believe but waku believe Ndopapa unengo wakuyata kupaka code show toizia. Tita kuziwa. Iwe mtu kuziwa.
You don't
before,
believe.
Before, wangu wasinga waisaiza, wangu wasinga believe. So, it's a message to everyone. It's time to believe.
If you the don't time believe, is now.
It's now.
Kwete later.
Kwete later. It's now.
Yeah,
it's happening now. Right now. Like, itakasha andazo kaya patinema videos ya wanda. Takaita from believing mula aruru abu amiruru. Tine nzara video. Takai budisa ya kapupo wano isaru ida. Tine wana sotakuta video. I think we're gonna drop it on Monday. Then tine share take number 5. Which is take number 5.
Yeah,
mula,
yeah.
Believe in mula. Atine video foot. Re ready. Then this December or January. Next year we are planning to shoot Zero to Hero and Messiah.
Zero to Hero. Messiah. Zero to Hero.
That's your song.
That's my song.
Yeah.
No, but in fact there are lots of songs I can sing along to on that album.
Munoese anoza panya Zero to Hero. Pamchinzi. Ndakava Zero to Hero. Kusikirirwa kunge piro. Nasi vonditi hero. Pimula muri hero. Una madiri ndatenderedza gogo kumusha vapururudza ndini miwani maishoropodza zvakunaka makukokotedza
mula
waona manje
okay
zvakunaka makutsaya kukokotedza because zvakuda kunaka makutsaya kukokotedza handiti futi oh tirikuona tirikuziva inosati chikuimbai but akabva zero to hero and shout out to munhu wese akabva zero to hero I think everyone akabva zero to hero munoziva kuti yakatanga iri nhumbu kutoshika pauri papo ya to zero to hero
zero
no matter unei no matter urikuita sei waiziya waiziya hapana
true yes. And you're talking about people should believe in Mula now there's a lot of things coming
yeah.
But inini concern yangu iri pakuti a lot of rappers I'm sure you've noticed kuti this year alone my album abuda more than 25 like yes, more than yes. 28 like yeah, yeah, and yeah. There's still more to come this year yeah. Although achas it kwao moved in for yeah. The next year
yeah.
But a lot of these albums that have dropped, Andika, abuda, Andika, and I had hype for the next 2 weeks, and then, you know, like, the after marketing, like, after the release, there's silence. There's a lot of good albums that just went quiet.
Yeah,
what are you going to do, Iwewe, to make sure that you believe in Mula
is going to
have, you know, that relevance in it or stretch a bit of a long time? Are there tours in line? Have you done any tours or my live performances?
And certain that to tanga and not to tanga in the but believe in Mula chaita zvese. Ndosaka kuti believe in Mula waiziya. Believe in Mula chaita almost everything zvatinosina kuita. Ndosaka tine ma videos akati wande zvandataura zvese. Kuti even before you know that ndakwanisa kushutana one video per year but right now ndakashuta 4 videos. Ndaka drop only one. Pa 4 esa akashutwa. Saka expect some more videos which means pantaramba ndichidrop ma videos ma weeks aya atakabudisa aya. Album ili paraka buda pepe wana wangwasina iso terira ma matricks haya toko wakukwansa uramba terira matricks because pani video saka weka ari furakata buda muskiri first because pani video one that's a point pani video plus type a content wangu song inonzi zero to hero type a content yekutino wana last forever
gani relays kune wana
kwa wana and kune type a song inonzi messiah ndezva messiah
yeah
urikuona pane ma songs ari mu album ikuti hambo faka last through message through content irimo and pane mamwe anogona kusa last through kuti angori mamwe aya a trap yekuda kuti ingofara panguva ino and tichida kungofadzwa pfana yedu kuchikoro chichichi shout out to those boys vanouya chitura ma number achitinetsa pa app munotinetsa zvinoti zvirikuoneka and zvirikushanda because tikona kuti vanhu varikunakirwa neskiri ende kana pa Facebook kana pa chishia vanenge vachikotaura kuti bo ende vamwe DJ atotaura kuti unza masini uri kutota sei masini atisikuma wana wausikuta kuti pa masini yani masini ma disk chichichi but pressure hustling yakanyanya manje pakaipa tumbo hasila mari dzema feeds
okay
nekuda kupusha project
another question wambotaura nyaya kuti Katanga boys you spent close to like more than $500 and
yes
on this project I'm pretty sure pane Maria waita spend
yakawanda mndara.
Andika, how are you planning to give this money back? Because
this
month, you're shooting videos as well.
Yes.
This is Igwe Mari.
Yakatonyanya.
Saka planning kuwana this money back. How are you getting this like money back?
Pimula rap brand rekuti even without ku Texas CD. Pimula dira grano eta rinogona ngombadara even risiri music.
Okay.
But nenye ngoti akunzi Pimula and vanhu vari kuto believe in Mula. Wana utoda hivini kana madiri asire music neni. Saka mari iri kudzoka through kuti brand riri kukura. Madira atukuita arikuramba achikura kwete kuti arikudzokera mashure arikuramba achiita kumberi because level resita riri kukura the more kura zita ndirikuona kuti even kana mamwe opportunity ekusangana nawo vachitoti yopo from nowhere tikumawana endo sangana nema opportunity yekuti munhu anogona kutengera disk mari yakawanda kupfuura inotozvi kuda kana former songs iri mari ye one disk inyaya yekuti level riramba richienda kumberi saka tirikuona kuti even kupachetika mashows because grand riri kupusha mavhidzi achabuda chichichichi mashows achaitwa obvious hapana mashows achipachatadza kuitwa kusvika project richabudisa next time tichamenga shoti paitwa mamwe malive shows anenge atopinza kuti marichi mudiri mamwe achitatoma organizer tega as Katanga Boys Music Group andowana then pane anye iTunes album rato pa iTunes pa Spotify chichichichi imwe mari kupinda maaccount akatoona kuti masales atoripo takatocheka like 2 days ago takatoona kuti patoo nemamwe masales akatoitika imari iri kupinda futichi mudhiri okay. Takatraya kuda kuti mari idzoke in different ways changotraya kuti I'm sure kuti inogona kusanyauta profit yakawanda but mari yakabuda ichadzoka and ichange neprofit mushana.
So at least you're going to break even.
Yes, yeah.
Just to touch on your business side, what's the situation with Vic in terms of like, you know, getting back some of that? He produced most of your album. So are you signed to him as well? Is it a partnership or it's just...
Welcome from the nation.
We're
Vic,
we're more than...
Vic doesn't know me also.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't know
me. Yes, he does. We're more than business partners.
Pause.
We're like brothers, bro. We're like brothers. Like, I think that... I don't know how to define it. What is it? Muno yekuti toitirana zvetoitirana as a family kwete kuti sekuti tiri kuchajana kana kuti chichiona I can't review wangu zvatakaitirana zvakawanda chichichichi
I love the combination yake na Vic
but Vic imwe wangu wekuti by now even iye ari proud of me and I'm proud of him tiriramba tichishanda project ma project na Vic I expect yakawanda because Vic ndiye munhu wacho hapana and the combination iri kushanda hapana pandamboona vanhu vachicomplaina kuti mastering yanga yakadhaya kwa like zvaimboitwa before kuti waitoona kuti song feni chaicho risingatozivi mastering from munhu kana kucholocho kandokuza ive what is going on apa mastering apa pati zvimwe zvekuitika patotoona kuti munhu uyu wakatomupa mari yakatowanda but haasi kubata kana half ye graft racho raita rabhadharo wotozonetsa kufamba kana kuti almost 3 months uchifambira one song apo uchikwira kubva noton $50 kudzoka $50 kuenda $3 wofambira kana more than 10 times 15 times kufambira one song ndichitaura kuti pa transport chiri unenge wakuisa mari more than $30
no money.
You see apo uchada food uda kuti project rakaita kunge album nemunhu iyeye ndichitaura panobuda mari yakaita sei but kuna Vika kuna akuma complaints akadaro so I'm glad kuti Vika I think munhu atakangopowa namari ndosaka ndichiti zvinhu zvangu ndezva Mesaya ukanzwa track number 3 ndoti ndezva Mesaya zvangu inina I don't give it to myself kuti ndindakaipa ndindakadadai ndoti judge ndo varikunditisa ma judge bites avo ma megabytes.
Today Vic enlisted chorus which I is. Anyway, we're gonna take another.
Yeah, you're gonna learn about Vic enlisted fool. I'm cool to absorbing knowledge. I'm not like you, I'm not arrogant like you guy. But anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Yeah.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back with the final segment of the show. We had to dig this segment up from the dirt and just bring it back to life and do all sorts of...
This nigga now trying to get the credit for digging this segment up.
What?
So y'all know idea. This is my favorite segment, y'all. But so shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I had to switch on ladies and gentlemen, ventilation machine.
Shut the fuck up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my favorite, the one, the only,
You're taking too long, nigga.
Smash Mario Friends Up!
It's a myth.
The P Moolah edition.
Mari!
Kumana, kumana. Not with my headphones on, nigga.
What the fuck?
Boys. Rich burger, rich burger.
Undertone, undertone. Okay, yeah, should I tell them the rules of the game?
Yeah, please do. Okay. I just want to say this is a segment for the ladies, so you need to come with that sort of energy, which is, you know, chill. Okay.
Not yeah, with the rah, rah, rah. Now that we're talking about the ladies.
Yeah.
For those of you that didn't know, I know a lot of people when they hear P. Moolah song, they think it's all about the hustle, it's all about, you know, zero. But he actually has a song about his better half.
Yes,
I have. Uriwan.
Oh man, you know,
I was listening to the project and I was like, this guy,
yeah,
and I was really turning up. And I was like, sealed the deal for me. Anyway, back to Smash Mario Friend Zone. P. Moolah, the rules are we're going to give you three names. Panema, three names. You choose whether you're going to smash, marry, or friend zone. But you can only use each option, Kawan. And you're going to tell us why you would smash, why you would marry, why you would friend zone.
Yes.
Haniga.
Yes. Got that.
You got it?
Yes.
Let's go.
Good, good.
Sele, ndione mazita.
And the names are Lady Kate.
Yes.
Tanya Apple.
Yes.
Chingeto Brown.
You win. Yes.
Yes.
I'm not into ladies, it's very wise here, but
you're into guys?
Wise here.
You need to clean that statement up, guys.
I'm into her, so it's very wise here. I will go for Lady K
to smash
friend zone.
Ooh, why?
Because I'm married and happily married.
But what's that? I got into my option as nearly married.
Then two. Or not even should have wear any baby thing. I believe like, kutindira ni muna yara sa late gay. Tika tongo data zoe kumspecha. Ushangwa rwa chuo cha kasera kupira because inini and niyani udawa nishubda rwaisia. And then akasundi maga tika makana at the end tika zira beef nae saka friends zone ni chato tete. Shambe chuo.
Saka late gay friends zone. Tasha Apple.
Man, I don't even know eh.
Saka. You're gonna have to choose between marry or smash.
Isn't she a rehab affiliate?
Tasha Apple, I will smash.
Tasha Apple, smash.
Because I don't know her, and I think she's beautiful. Because her name sounds, you see.
Yay.
I think Tasha Apple. Yeah. I would rather go for Tasha Apple smash. Yeah, okay. Smashing Tasha Apple.
And then you would automatically marry Chingeto Brown.
Yeah. Obviously, I would have left for a leg. So I said, Kutongo Pindam Power, I was here. Ha! Ha! Taburaka, she would have
Chingeto Breeze.
Sega Funda, Tomotoraka, and even Pasong, and she would have Madura, and I don't know, and sister, and she Amara.
Neneo! What? What the new Dagus Masha Amara? You say something along those lines.
Yeah. Tagatikusha as we do a man and to da kumbo pisa o Amara. Why is it?
Yeah, I'm like, happily married. Jimba forgot out.
Then that to kumbira gona zadaro. Don't you answer tombo kumbira o tipali line of Dagus.
You need to get clearance for that.
Yes.
Anyway, P. Moolah, just tell the people where they can find the album, how they can purchase it if they're local or if it's online.
It's online. I think you can go to my page, P. Moolah Mariwejet, and the links are over my page.
That's on Facebook.
That's on Facebook. Then you can follow me on Twitter. There is a lot of links on my Twitter.
Twitter handle,
P. Moolah 263 at P. Moolah 263. Then even on Instagram, P. Moolah Mariwejet as well.
Okay.
Then I think you can get some physical copies. Kanam Chida. You can holler at this number like 0784588316. I'll repeat 0784588316. Anyway, around Harare, talking about Gazera fiscal copy. Fiscal copy was at $2. I see. Then the option is upon the oils. Oils is to Tagatunga get a Madrina, Tagambo form. Touch wearing it down to Tatumbo's visa. So I think by next week, I think by next week, Teteta did now music getting a one of by oils, album race, even my videos, a changage, but kappa, YouTube, young Changiri, Pimola Vivo. Okay. I started life for Rises. Down me rotting on my videos and Bobuda. Then again, the guy for a canamurpa, Twitter and a Muchamji, you want a boss lead to Taranisha.
Pimola, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Brian, just tell the people where they can find you. People can find me on my Facebook as Brian Willis. Yeah, just look for Brian Willis. On Twitter, it's Brian Willis ZW, at Brian Willis ZW. On Instagram, it's Brian Willis ZW.
Yeah. All right, and I'm your social architect, a.k.a. Mr. Shoot Your Shot, and you can find me today at Aura alongside the Midas Touch, Blazing the Dicks, and Keep It Real Fridays. P. Mula, it's been a blast, my guy.
Thanks, bro. This is a messiah, I see a partner. She said, "Bo, yo, this is P. Mula, my standard, a.k.a. Mari. Check out for Believe in Mula, my second EP, my second album, I mean. And shout out to Victor Enlisted for the production. Shout out to McLean, T-Guns, and everyone who I worked with on the album. Shout out to Brian Willis. Keep It True Friday, you see me. Katanga Boys Music. Katanga Boys Movement, KBMG. And
now, Capital 263.